The leader. After our action at St. Hortense High School, we were at the top of the news. Everyone wanted to know about the Black Backers, USA, and as the founder of the movement, I was in great demand. Interviews, chat shows, news shows, the questions were similar. But Spear had primed me with the important principle that I didn't have to answer the question asked, I could give them our own beliefs. First, I was usually asked about the action itself, and how come the Black Backers were able to go to a place that even the SWAT teams were avoiding. Here's a typical interview. Those high-powered rifles can go straight through even Kevlar, he told me. Yes, I agreed. Actually, I was surprised that no one had guessed that we'd kitted out our women with steel plate armor, armor much heavier than an ordinary man could carry. And that steel armor, weighing about 100 pounds, would deflect an AR-15 round. We knew this, because we'd tested it. But what if the shooter had gone for a headshot? That was certainly a possibility, but gun training was to aim for the center mass, because a head is a much smaller target. If he'd gone for a headshot, it would certainly have been, "Goodnight, Gracie," but we sent in three Black Backers, and even if one was killed, it would be a good trade for the lives of the 30 children that he was holding hostage. That's incredibly brave, said the interviewer. We're women, I replied. And we're mothers. Children are the purpose of our existence. You'd need to be a mother yourself to understand, but here's a simple way to put it. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. I continued. Men talk. Men negotiate. Men compromise, and while that is appropriate for many purposes, when it comes to children, there is no doubt, no hesitation, and no compromise. Our Black Backers had one and only one purpose. If the police had tried to stop them, they would have been swept aside. If one had been shot, then the other two would have continued to rescue those children.